They say, because I heard this from Rabbi Anderson, I heard this on his tape, he said this on Purim, and he said like this. He said that they say that the Gra said Purim Torah on Purim. So you can imagine, what was the Gra's Purim Torah? Hey, look at Purim Torah. The Gra said like this. Esther told Mordechai, Lech Knois Kol HaYehudim. He said, it's Alpia Gemara Nebu Nairis. Gemara says in Ksubas. He said, he's not sure if the Gra ever really said this on Purim. But if he did, it must not be this on Tifa Pshat. But there's a Gemara Nebu Nairis that says like this. B'machim Sheyesh Mecher Ein Knas. U'b'machim Sheyesh Knas, according to one time at least, any mecher. What does that mean? That means that a girl who's not yet a naira, she could be sold as an alma avriya, so it's yesh mecher. So if someone's, if she has a case of mitzi shemra, ain knas. When she's a naira, she has a din of mitzi shemra, that yesh knas, then she's ready too old to be sold, ain mecher. So he says, the gross said, you know, his purim taira, shaka purim taira. He said, Lech Knois Kol HaYehudim, because Esther said, Ki Nimkarnu Ani V'Ami, that we were sold to Achat Haman. Haman bought us. So V'Mokim Sheyesh Knois, Ein Mecher. That's what the girl said. I've kind of a girl.
What's
Knois? Knois means to gather, but it's
play the word.
It's a different spelling. Ezra, you realize it's a different spell.
Cup and a cup.
But that's what you say. V'malkim sheyesh knas ein mecher. What? So, but what Lamaisa Seifko's life, if the Gra said such a thing, there's gotta be some. It's funny, it's true, but like the Gra wouldn't waste words on it. Even on Purim. So he said the Pshat is like this. Yeah, okay, but still. So, well, what's the Pshat? Like, what's that to do with Mecher and Knas? So he said, Rebbeinu said Pshat. Yivali. He said, B'makim Sheyesh Mecher, Ein Knas. Because, and b'makom sheyesh knas imecher, this knas is when the girl is already a gedolah, she's already a bar das. And b'makom sheyesh knas ein mecher, you can't sell someone, at least by, it's not true by an eved and so on, but just like Abi Omer Avriah, you can't sell her when she has her own das. You could sell her when her das is small, she's a baby. But when she has her own das, she's a bas das, then you can't sell her. B'mokim sheyesh knas, in a place where there's knas, in other words, she's already a bar das, ein mecher, you can't sell her, because you can't manipulate her so much. So he said like this. He said, B'mokim sheyesh knas, when Klal Yisrael is all mechunas together, which means that Klal Yisrael is being piled her full das, we're not involved in the shtiyot, in the silliness of our gufim and in our physical life. Mm-hmm. It's yesh knas. It's a kish echad b'leiv echad. It's vayakel maisha. We're all together. That shows a certain godless hadas. B'machem sheyesh knas. Of time that we have that godless hadas of knois kol hayehudim, that we're kish echad b'leiv, that we look away from all the silly, stupid things that divide us, and we just think about the achdus of Klal Yisrael and the Torah of Klal Yisrael. Ein mecher. It's impossible to destroy Klal Yisrael in that situation. B'machem sheyesh knas. When Klal Yisrael lives begadlos hadas, that we're all together. That's only when we're begadlos hadas. When we're petty, we can't live together. B'makom sheyesh knas, ein mecher. That's what he said. I think it's a going this year.
It's not really b'makom sheyesh knas. B'makom sheyesh knas, which is a zman which it has das.
Right. No, but in terms of the knas of the chuf, it is.
No, but in
Eilat Eretz. Right.
Unless he said the knas has something to do with the das, but he didn't say that, did he?
He didn't. No. Okay.
Where's
What? Again, because why is there more gadlus hadas by achdus? Because achdus means that we're looking past all the petty things that divide us, and we're looking at the more realistic of things that unite us. You know, today we sat in Mishmer and sat together. It's a tremendous, tremendous feeling of achdus, because when such a thing is going on and we're remembering the things that we're remembering today, and we're that type of a moment, we stop thinking about that this guy annoys me and this guy this. We stop thinking about those things. So yesh knas ein nachr. Yeah. Now you have forum thayer. This is forum thayer. This is forum thayer. Okay. So we have Tainus Esther. And we're marked in Tainus Esther because it's not a Peronis. The whole point of Tainus Esther is what Sholem and Ezra was starting to head in that direction. It's partial like this. The Tainus Esther is a hachana for the day of Purim. It's a hachana, it's a zikuch haguf for the day of Purim. It's an avoida of today. It's a remez to what she did. Lech knois kol ayhudim v'tzumu alai to be mezachich v'ergufim. But we need to do it today because we have to reach the Madrega of Purim. What is the Madrega of Purim? Purim is a Madrega, and it's a very, 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 very heilige Madrega. Very, very heilige Madrega. That even the part of us that's chayil, even the part of us that's guf, becomes... Even the part of us that's Yetzer Hara gets the capacity to serve the Rabbi Nishalel. The Vutner says like this.
Doesn't Yetzer Hara always serve the Rabbi Nishalel?
Wow, you must be a pretty holy guy,
Shalom. No, I'm saying, but that's the Rabbi Nishalel's will, that he wants to serve.
But today you can serve the Rabbi Nishalel direct.
What?
Today, meaning on purpose. Says like this. There's the joy of the Yetzer Hara, the things that the Yetzer Hara like. It says like this. Let me get back even more. Move back a step even more. Nothing is matzliach without simcha. Some sense of simcha satisfaction. Bad things, rishus, ra, also need simcha to motivate it, because nothing moves without simcha. And midat tovim meruba, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, Torah is not matzliach without simcha. There's a simcha of hailulus, of ra, of gashmias. There's a simcha of mitzvah, of ruchnias, heiliger simcha. Each one has its sug of simcha. On a yontif, let's say, when we're sameach, it's the mitzvah kind. Simchas Torah, shulis. Purim is a day that we're sameach a simcha shal mitzvah with the Yetzer Hara kind of simcha also. I'll prove it to you. So simchas Purim is a simcha where it's mutter to become intoxicated. It's mutter. 364 days of the year, it's a tayeva. It's aser. And on Purim, for those who are on the Madrega, it's part of the simcha, it's part of the Avodas Hayayim. That means exactly the type of simcha that's absolutely aser becomes the way to serve Hashem on Purim.
What about
those? That's an amazing thing. That's a simen. That my simcha on Purim is not just my Yetzer Hara being sameach. My Yetzer Tov being sameach. The Yetzer Hara dikazachin are also sameach. Where does this come from? This comes from this inyan. That the tshuva of Klal Yisrael was such a gishmaka tshuva. Such a real tshuva. Such a thorough tshuva. That they reached a point on Purim that their guf wanted to serve the Rabbi Nishalel. They're kuf had a cheshit to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yitachin, according to Yitz, will say this. Yitz will say that that's why people dress up in funny costumes on Purim. To show that be'etzim we don't need begadim on Purim. Is that right? Be'etzim we don't need begadim on Purim because we have a gevaldik and madrig of kedushas agov, like adam rishikai de machet. Those who wear big day yantif on Purim, like at least where I come from, the minig is, it's also to show that it's a day of ve'osisa big day kodesh lekavod ul'sefaros. I'm not some wearing functional begadim on Purim. I'm wearing royal begadim on Purim. It's a kavod. Either way, able to be able to really can chayim.
Sounds like the costumes are more
questionable.
It's a higher level.
Sounds like the costumes are higher level. Discuss it on Purim, yeah.
Wear
Yantif
clothing because
it's
Yantif.
Is there again wearing Yantif clothing?
No, we're primed as a den. I don't think that.
Yeah, it's brought to the world.
That's one of the things you say, it's Kippur, no?
What's that?
It's always why you say Kippur. You just next cell?
So that's what I started with, that Svasemis says, Morty's favorite says, Svasemis, that the Indian of Adalayada is to go back to a situation of before they ate from the Eitz Hadats. It's Pashut now, I don't even have to explain it. The Indian of Adalayada is, there's a few different ways to say this, that's the Emes. But since we're schmoozing, I'll just start.